Rue Vivienne, in the heart of Paris, the long-time home of France's gold trade. For the dealers, times have rarely been so good. Since the global financial crisis began in 2008, the price of gold has soared. Michel Prieur specializes in selling gold coins called Napoleon and other valuable artifacts at his store on Rue Vivienne.
The price of gold has increased four or fivefold. We've started at about $280 an ounce. Now it's $1,700. And the question is it going to keep on? My point of view is that gold has not changed. It is the paper who has lost its value.
The EU has so far resisted using what's known as quantitative easing on the scale seen in the United States, Britain and Japan. Essentially, it involves central banks buying government bonds to encourage lending. Michel Prieur says the public is getting sceptical.
The people understand that whatever the name is, quantitative easing or else, this is all about printing new money without any real value. So they understand that it could go on and on because nothing will stop the governments to print money as long as they need to cover their expenses. But gold, you just cannot print it.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy says he is confident European leaders will back bold measures to save the euro. He has pushed for the European Central Bank to come to the aid of weak Eurozone countries, a move resisted by Germany. Michel Prieur says his knowledge of ancient currencies tells him where it will all end.
After 3, 4, 5 years, they will go back to a decent level of indebtment, and we will all have lost 30% of our purchasing power. This is inflation, you know. But all the governments have done with their problems by creating inflation for 2,700 years.
Paris's famous Champs-Élysées is a shrine to consumers' purchasing power. Despite the Christmas lights, there's not much festive cheer among the people.
If we have to save, it will be on presents, but not on meals.
Prices of everyday goods are going up, especially basic goods and the cost of getting around. Everything is getting more expensive.
This year, the dealers on Rue Vivienne suggest that a gold Napoleon may be the wisest Christmas present of all. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Paris.